Have you ever heard of people making a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp out of a bottle and some kerosene and something?
A wick? Yeah, I've heard of that.
Do you know if it was called anything in particular? Sometimes the response I get to that is, oh yeah, it's a Molotov cocktail.
A Molotov cocktail. Right. Yeah, no, I don't know.
You never heard it called a flambeau? Have you ever seen these, you know,
that sounds like French.
It is French.
Yeah, I can get it around Louisiana a lot. These little black pots that you see on a place in the road, you know, that's
smudge
pot. Smudge pot. The inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the inner tube. Or say if you had a boat, and when you take it down the water and actually put the boat in the water, you say that you're going to, what, do you use any particular expression to in referring to actually putting the boat in the water?
Not like launch, do you know?
Launch the boat? Do you say that?
I don't say it, but that's the only term that comes to my mind. I think they just go, I'm trying to think when we go with the lake to the lake with the Ramsey, they just say we're going to put the boat in, don't they?
Say launch.
Do they say launch? I never have heard them use the word launch.
Probably just in this.
I know they call it launching, they call them launching areas, not launching pads.
Call them ramps.
Ramps, right.
What about talking about boats, the type of boat that you use oars with, what do people call
rowboat.
That? Call that a rowboat? Is that usually a flat-bottomed type thing, or is it?
Yeah, I guess it is kind of flat-bottomed. Yeah, rowboat.
Pointed and wide. Has anybody ever said a skull?
No, I haven't.
I'd never heard of that until you went to France last summer.
I've heard people around here call it a John boat. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Rowboat's all I've ever heard.
Are the ends of it flat too, or kind of, are they tapered or what?
It seems to me like the front's tapered and the back's straight across.
I got it. It's probably, yeah.
Say, if you were going to, talking about something else, if you were going to buy some material for a dress or something like that, you might take a little piece, a little square.
Swatch.
Call it a swatch. Have you ever heard people call it anything besides that?
I may have, but I...
Have you ever heard people call it a sample?
Well, I guess they could call it that. Swatch is
swatch.
Definitely what I call it.
I see. What about this expression? Say if you saw a dress in a store window that appealed to you, you might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a... some adjective you might use and describe.
Well, I use a lot of things. Depends. You want me to visualize a dress and say what I have? A fantastic dress. It was really neat, a sharp-looking dress.
Mother, do you have any tips
pretty
for tonight?
No, but tell them to give me your name, and I'll see that they have them.
Yeah,
Mr. Oh, well, her ticket's over there. We'll be at the door for her.
Okay.
Did she want more than one, I hope?
No, that's her.
Mm-hmm. What about the comparative form of adjective pretty, you say, well, this
it's
is
beautiful,
pretty, but, or this one's pretty, but I think this one's even
prettier.
And the superlative form, this is the
prettiest one I've seen.
Okay. What about the thing that you would wear around your waist, say, if you're working in the kitchen to keep your dress from getting
apron.
And what I was writing with until it gave out of
a
me.
A pen.
Mother.
Oh, how about that? You have to work on that S sound.
Mother.
That's cheating.
She's cheating now. She's cheating.
Pen, it's a pen.
It's a pen.
She ain't being natural. That's funny. I called in last week to Atlanta, and Dr. Pedersen was plotting, you know, he has a big map of these different colored pens.